the question was asked of Coach Hamaker as to what kind of, you know, attention it's going to bring on campus, getting the students to come out to games. Your perspective on that, and what kind of a statement this is about bringing more attention and resources to Harvard men's basketball?
Well, first of all, we're just by hiring Tommy, we're going to get a lot more people just interested in basketball here at Harvard. We made a commitment to him to provide the resources that are necessary for us to be challenging for an Ivy League championship. And this is a partnership that we have. And we're going to do everything we can to have the team be successful, but also to get our community excited about coming to our basketball game. So we're on board, and we're going to really provide a lot of resources in this area and do a lot more marketing promotions than we've done in the past.
For those who would hear the word resources and not quite know what you're talking about, do you care to elaborate in any respect on that?
Well, some of it is, you know, just some of it's money. Some of it's money, and it's money for staffing, money for promotional kinds of activities and things like that. But it's also, it's sort of like a moral support and a commitment. And I've made a commitment to Tommy that when people hear about Harvard, they're not just saying that we are a one or two sport school, but that basketball is something that is a prominent sport at our institution.
When Glenn Miller was hired at Penn last year, he spoke of trying to get up the mountain, finally getting the job that was at the top of the mountain. From your perspective, how hard is it to climb up in Ivy League basketball? I know you've come in second and third a number of times before, but to get to that championship for the first time in Harvard history?
Well, it's taken us over 50 years to get close, and we haven't won one. So it's probably going to be really hard, and we need a whole community of support behind this. So we part of our interview process with all of our candidates was introducing them to the team behind the team. They met with the students, they met with alumni, they met with administrators, they met with the dean of admissions, okay, they met with faculty members to start to begin to create this team behind the team. It's going to take a total team effort for us to do it. It's not like, you know, just because Harvard says we'd like to win an Ivy championship that the other schools in the league are going to say, oh, well, that's great, you can have one. They're fighting too. They're working really hard. They have a great group of coaches that Tommy will be coaching against. We felt, though, we needed someone of Tommy's stature to basically send a signal to the outside world, we are serious about basketball and we want to do as well as we possibly can in this sport.
Who was the short? Who else did you interview?
We interviewed a number of people. I don't know whether I should say who we interviewed, but we interviewed a number. I'll tell you the categories anyway. We interviewed a few assistant coaches at prominent institutions who were looking for their first head coaching job. Then we also interviewed some Division I head coaches who were looking to trade up. Okay, and then we looked at a number of people who were what I call our experienced, you know, big-time coaches who, for one reason or another, were no longer coaching in the big time. And we had that category as well. Needless to say, that category was very intriguing to me and to the search committee because those names, they're all prominent household names around. They would make a statement to the basketball world.
In light of the Boston Globe article, was there an incumbent on finding an African American coach? Does Tommy top your list?
Whenever we do any search, we look broadly to see what candidates are out there, and we look at diversity as something that we value and is very important. We don't have an opportunity to do many searches because people that come here tend to come here for the right reasons. They're educators, and we provide a great opportunity for them. Okay? In this case, we did this big search, this big investigation, who's out there, and Tommy was at the top of the list. We hired the very best person for the job. We're delighted that he's also an African-American, but we were looking to hire the very best person we could for our job here at Harvard, and Tommy Hamaker is that person.
What resources are going to be available to Tommy that were not available to Frank, and how are you going to market the program differently than you have in the past?
The main resources are going to be our alumni. Our alumni have been an untapped pool of people who really want to get involved in the basketball program and who are committed to giving our coach the resources that we need in order to pursue our championship. So whether it's recruiting resources or secretarial help or things like that, our alumni are on board to try to figure out a way to make that all happen.
Frank, was it